That's what's up.
That's what's up.
On 97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
All right, it's your boy JQ, the Pimperella, for That's What's Up. Ooh, we, ladies and gentlemen, rumors saying it went down at the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion taping, man. Now, you know, Portia Stewart and Kenya Moore been having their ups and downs throughout the season, been having controversy, ain't been getting along. Well, it went off on the reunion taping, rumors saying that Portia and Kenya got in a powwow scratch off. They was choking and all this stuff, and Portia Stewart allegedly grabbed Kenya Moore's hand, slung her, and pulled some of the hair out of her head. Now, Kenya Moore is allegedly supposed to be filing, you know, charges against Portia Stewart. I know they was taping. We about to see when the reunion show airs if they gonna show any of this, and it could be a sad day in ATL. Man, oh man, this past Saturday, the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards went down in LA, and you know it was hosted by Mark Wahlberg, who got sly, man. A lot of great awards. Favorite reality show went out to Wipeout. Favorite cartoon character went out to SpongeBob. Man, favorite movie was The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Favorite actor went out to Adam Sandler. Favorite butt kicker went out to Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man 3. Favorite music group, you know who it was gonna go to: One Direction. Favorite male singer, Justin Timberlake. Favorite female singer went out to Selena Gomez, man. Favorite video game went to Just Dance 2014. And favorite funny man went out to Kevin Hart, man. And I tell you what, got a shout out to Houston Rockets' own Dwight Howard. They got the most enthusiastic athlete. Made us feel good to be Houstonians and Americans. But man, I don't know what the hell going on in America this past Saturday. Benzino from Love & Hip Hop ATL was on his way to his mother's funeral, and his own nephew that got some beef with him about something, I don't know, started shooting bullets at his SUV. That boy Benzino got shot in the arm, and he was taken to the hospital and the whole nine. His mother did get laid to rest. Later on, Stevie J went to the hospital to make sure his boy was all right, took a picture, put it on Instagram, and you know what? That boy gonna have to go through some rehabilitation to get that arm back right, but Benzino's alive, and I tell you what, his nephew that shot him, man, they are trying to hit him with the attempt murder charge. It ain't gonna be looking good for the Benzino family. Boy, I tell you, a lot of people in America talking about they going broke. Artists talking about they going broke, ain't got no money. Well, that don't include the big homie Gucci, man, because even though he locked up, he getting that bread. Last year, they said he made $1.3 million. You wondering, Gucci, man? He been behind bars. He been getting in trouble. Where all this money coming from? From all his mixtapes, and then, you know, selling t-shirts called Free Guap Man on it. He been making them sell every day, and they bringing in that money. All I got to say is, man, y'all better take a note from Gucci, man. He still got that money coming in by any means necessary. It's your boy JQ the Pimperella, for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.